Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Japan Top 10. Hello, welcome to episode 397. This is going to be our first episode of a new segment on our podcast, and Pan Top 10 News of the Month of September 2021. Woo! Hello, everybody. This is your host, Tassie.
And Lydia. Hi.
Hi. This is fun. This is new, exciting. I'm here for it.
I'm excited. This is the first time we're doing this, so we'll see how it goes. We might ramble because there's so much news that's happening.
But it's exciting news, right? So
exciting, mm-hmm. Juicy. There's a lot of shade maybe later on we'll get into.
Okie dokie. Before we start, let's do some announcements, okay? My first announcement is our 2021 annual listener survey is out. Give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve and how we can give you a chance to win $100 USD gift card to a retailer of your choice. Yes, Lydia. visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details. This is your final chance to enter, as the survey will close by the end of this month.
All right. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find out the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Woo! And then an episode that's coming up around the corner is going to be our 400th episode, which you'll be seeing in October. So if you would like to participate in our 400th episode, please check out our website for details on how you can participate. The deadline is on October 1st for you to participate.
Yay! Go out and check it out. Okay, and if you want to join our team, we currently have an opening for an audio editor and content distributor. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Yay! Okay, we're done with announcements. So just to remind you guys again, this is our first news episode where we're going to be discussing the latest news in Japanese music and also what is currently happening in mainstream cultural topics. Our listeners will also be able to listen to the full episode and its entirety at this time. And similar to our cultures episode, we will be mainly talking about, the news. And we will also feature 5 songs for you to tag along with the topics we discuss. And in the future, we are also going to release these episodes on YouTube.
Whoa! Oh,
YouTube! Yeah, so, but the difference with the YouTube version is that we will not release the music onto that platform due to copyright reasons. But yes, these type of episodes we're planning on releasing once every 2 months during this time. So yeah.
Yeah, and please give us some feedback on this episode once you give it a listen, because we're still trying to determine whether there is interest among our listeners with these kind of episodes. Visit jtop10.jp and contact us through our social medias or email us to give us your feedback. Thank you. So for our first topic of this news episode is music news. We'll bring you some of the top picks of this month's new releases from the world of J-rock and J-pop.
Coming in with our first topic is Ryona releasing her new single, which is Seimeisen, or Lifeline theme, to the Nintendo Switch / PlayStation 4 game Tsukihime, A Piece of Blue Glass Moon, on September 1st.
Aiko has decided to release her 41st single on September 29th, which will include the track Atashitachi.
Nagoya post-hardcore Cold Rain will release a single, Paradise Kill the Silence, digitally on September 17th, along with the start of their tour Paradise Japan Tour 2021, to be held at 12 locations across Japan.
Woo! And Ooh. With album news, Little Glee Monster will release their mini album Reunion on September 22nd, including tracks Kimi to Ireba, Reunion, and Viva Live.
Good news for Zard fans. They will be releasing a 30th anniversary celebration album of Zard's debut single, Goodbye, My Loneliness Continue, with 30th anniversary remastered album, Goodbye, My Loneliness, out September 15th. The album was originally released on March 27th, 1991, and is one of 11 Zard anniversary remastered albums released this September.
Puffy is to release a new album, The Puffy, for the first time in 10 years on September 22nd.
Tetsuya from Le Arc and Seal is celebrating the 20th anniversary of his solo debut this year, and he announced he will release the new album Stealth for the first time in 10 years on October 6th.
Kari Pamu Pamu will release her fifth full album, Candy Racer, on October 27th.
Ooh, so many releases, Lydia.
Yeah, there's so many. What music have you been listening to this month?
To be honest, I've been pretty slacking on listening to J-pop lately. I've been like going through like my oldies but goodies album. But one thing I'm very, very interested in listening is Puffy's release. I really love Puffy.
Puffy's release? So this is like the first album in 10 years. Isn't it a duo? Like Puffy and Ayumi?
Yes.
So this is just Puffy?
Puffy usually is a duo. So we're used to like them in the States when they say Puffy AmiYumi. Because of the cartoon, but them as a duo is Puffy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I wonder how different their music is going to be, because 10 years is a long time and music has evolved a lot since then. But yeah, I wonder if they're going to like stick to their original style or have a modern twist on things.
That's exciting. For me, so the music that I've been listening to is actually one of the songs of, or the music video of the month, so we'll actually talk about that right now.
Our first song of this episode is Lisa's song, Hadashi no Step.
Shiwa love you.
Making a colorful comeback, Lisa has released the music video for her latest single on September 5th, with the single released in Japan on September 8th.
Her 19th single, Following Dawn, which was a song featured in the TV anime Back Arrow opening theme.
Hadashi no Step has been featured for the theme of live-action TV adaptation of Oracle Tachibana's romantic comedy manga Promise Cinderella.
Lisa is also holding a TikTok dance challenge for this song.
I love this song!
This song is so good, and it's such a great welcome back type of song for her, because poor Lisa's husband is a scum.
Scumbag, yes.
But anyway, you guys can research that on your own time, but I love the episode. I love the music video. It's so colorful, and it really, really reflects her personality, I feel like.
Yes, and I think if people really enjoy romantic comedies, the J-drama Promise Cinderella is something to watch.
Okay, I'm excited to read another Chojo manga, because there's not enough for me to read in this world.
Yeah, you can never have enough of, like, romance and rom-com mangas. I agree.
Anywho, let's go to our second topic. And this topic is, we're going to be talking about, you know, things I like, which is otaku.
Things that Tassie is very familiar with.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about the anime side slash other nerdy things. Anywho, our first thing I would like to announce is we're gonna have a live action of My Hero Academia's Hollywood live action film, and it's gonna be directed by Shinsuke Sato. And for those who don't know who Sato-san is, he also directed a lot of other anime live actions movies, including Bleach, Inuyashiki, and Gantz. And yeah, but this is gonna be his first English language film, and honestly, wow. I'm kind of like shocked and scared, but like I guess, like, for those people who do really like live actions. This is quite exciting because usually live actions of from Hollywood goes really bad, like the Dragon Ball series.
Oh, that never happened.
That never happened.
But, you know, I have high hopes because it is a Japanese director. So hopefully,
yeah,
that will kind of change the direction of things. But we'll see. If Demon Slayer couldn't get any bigger, there's going to be a game released out on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox, and Steam on October 14th in Japan. And the game will be called Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Hinokami Keputan.
And some anime announcements. We will have a adaptation of Ascendance of a Bookworm, and there will be returning for its third season in spring 2022. Continuing the story of Mine, a small girl with a passion for books living in a world where only the elite possess them. She also happens to be the reincarnation of a librarian who was crushed to death by a pile of books during an earthquake in Japan. that's silly.
I feel like I've heard about this anime, but...
You probably did. It's the one with the little girl with the blue hair.
White hair. Oh, blue hair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. And another anime that's getting a third season is Takaki-san, which is following the daily lives and struggles of Takaki and Nishikata. The anime is also set to release a standalone movie.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay, have you ever watched the Takagi-san?
Is it the elementary school kids?
Yeah, with the girl with the huge forehead.
Okay, that's the best description ever.
For those who don't know, it's Takagi-san is about like a little girl named Takagi, and then she's always bullying Nishikata, this boy who's the main character of the series. But it's cute because they both like each other, but the girl trolls him all the time with like silly things. This Aww. Is not a spoiler, but there's like there's also sequels to the manga, and it's about their daughter.
Oh,
and
that's
her
so
shenanigans.
Cute.
And the daughter also has the infamous big forehead. Oh. Like her mother.
Okay. She got that from her mother.
Yes.
Continuing with the anime addiction, here are some things to watch for this upcoming anime season. First up, we have Blue Period, made by Studio 7 Arcs. This is about a studious high school student, Yatora Yaguchi, who leaves behind his old life for a new passion, painting. But untethering yourself from past expectations can be difficult, as it is thrilling. The release date is out for October 2021, and if you liked the show Given, then you might like the atmosphere of this one too.
The next anime that I'm very excited that it's having a adaptation is Komi Can't Communicate, and this is going to be animated by Studio OLM. The series is an adaptation to Tomohito Oda's romantic comedy manga, and it's about Tadano, who likes being outside of the crowd until he finds himself alone in a classroom on the first day of high school with a mysterious girl named Komi. Quickly realizing she isn't mysterious at all, but incredibly awkward with what he determines as a communication disorder. And so begins Tadano's mission to help Komi in her quest to make 100 friends. And it's going to be streaming on Netflix outside of Japan starting October 21st. The live adaptation is going to be starring the 25-year-old Philippine-born actress and fashion model Eliza Ikeda and the 35-year-old Takahisa Masuda, a member of Johnny and Associates idol group, from the group News.
Masu! Sorry. Excuse my bias from News. But that's really cool. Like, it's a Philippine-born model.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Oh, I guess I'm excited for this one because you recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have more anime to recommend. And the last one we have is The Way of the House Husband, which is set to return with the second season on October 7th.
have you watched The Way of the House Husband or read it? It's so funny.
I've watched the live adaptation.
Oh, was it good? I hope it made the manga justice.
It's good. It's good.
Okay, okay.
I don't know about the anime that much. I think it's a different style than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, we have some recommendations of anime that's coming in October. The first is Vampire Dies in No Time by Studio Madhouse. A light-hearted, spooky comedy, Drauk is a feared vampire believed to have kidnapped children. Hunted down by Ronaldo, and it turns out that Drauk might just be the weakest vampire of them all, and the town's children are just using his house as their hideout. And it's going to be released in October 4th. Yep, 2021.
Nice. Another spooky anime is Miracle-chan, which is made by Studio Passion. One day, a normal girl, Miko, is getting on with her normal life, but she starts to see some hideous monsters that nobody else can see. She tries to ignore them, but the ghosts know that she's watching. This is based on the manga series written and illustrated by Tomoki Izumi, which began online in 2018. The anime will be released in October 2021.
And our last recommendation for spooky anime is Visual Prison by Aniplex, and it describes it as a portraying Visual K musicians as vampires. Featuring Golden Bomber members as a guest cast, Visual Prison airs October 8th, and it previews including opening theme songs Zankoku Shangri-La by the story band OZ.
Do you remember Golden Bomber? They had that, like, hit song.
Yeah. With
the listeners can't see, but I'm doing the dance.
It's perfect because, like, if we're going to talk about Visual K, Golden Bombers has to be in that thing, too.
Exactly. I can't believe they're still around, but good for them.
Shade.
Sorry. No, I'm just, like, saying out my age. I'm old. I'm old, guys. All right. And from the anime archives, what have you been watching, Tassie?
Oh, I have also been watching what our lovely content creator was writing on her script. And it's Shadow House, which was produced in this year, actually. And how would I describe this? It's like a mystery. Yeah, it's a mystery genre, and it's about this little girl named Emiriko, and she's so cute. And basically, Emiriko is, quote-unquote, a living doll to a shadow. And the shadow is... So shadow beings in that universe are the person, and the girl is their shadow to the shadow person. Does that make sense? Anywho,
it sounds interesting. There's like some mystery involved, like what's going on in this world and shadow world.
But it's super cute. So the girl, I just love the
reminds me of what do you call it? Rose and Maiden, that kind of
similar
art style, right?
Yeah,
like, the kind Victorian, of, but not really. Yes, yes,
the Victorian look. Yeah, but yeah, she's So Emiliko is serving her elegant master, Kate, who's a shadow being. And according to this info, it turns out that there's going to be a live stream event for Shadow House, which is announced, And according to this info that I'm reading, Shadow House announced via live stream that there's going to be a second season. And yeah, the fun continues.
Ooh, I'm excited. I don't think I've finished the first season, so gotta watch the first season before the second one comes out.
I feel like if you're not like into the anime adaptation, the manga is easier to read because it's like I feel like the art style of the manga is very like unique, and also there's like a lot of detail. Like there's like things where you just don't. Like, I feel like the anime doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, sometimes, like, the art can be a better medium for certain kind of storytelling.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Wait, can I recommend something?
Okay,
a show that I'm watching. So, the show that I don't know if you've been watching, but I watched this show called Heian said, I know Idaten Tachi, which is like the Idaten deities only know peace. And it's like such a quirky color scheme.
Oh, and I've never heard of it.
It's basically these entities or gods, they're called Idaten. Uh-huh. And they basically have superpowers. And they've been training, but the young ones, like the young kids of these entities, have never really fought in battle or war because everything's peaceful nowadays. And like,
uh-huh.
And then slowly and surely, like the demons are reapproach or reviving. And it's like how they kind of battle through everything because there was a war long ago. And that's what like the old entities know about.
Mm-hmm.
So the new ones never really fought in that battle and they don't really know what's going on. And I think it's just so unique and interesting. And it's actually, I would say it's like R-rated. There's some stuff that goes on that's pretty intense.
And it's the season of the anime?
Or... Yeah. This season.
Oh, okay. So it's not done airing yet. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Ooh, good to know. Okie dokie, our second song is by Riona, and that song is Nai Nai.
Nani
Ryona debuted as Kazaki Elza, starring Ryona in 2018 after being a finalist of the 2017 Sarka Music Audition.
Night Night is the sixth single by Ryona, and it was released in May 12, 2021.
The song was used as the ending theme to Shadow House.
Good song.
Good song.
I like the whole, like, creepiness.
Yeah.
To it. Yeah.
It's so creepy. Ooh.
It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, back in the day with Vampire Night.
Yes. How's that like? How would you describe that music? It's very
stylized, creepy, but Victorian music, but
Japanese.
But Japanese. Yeah. Okay, dokie.
I don't know if we described that, but like, all right, let's move on. Let's move on to the next topic, which is TV and movies. So whether you're at home, on the sofa, grabbing some popcorn at the cinema, we have a few picks for you to enjoy this month.
So our first movie we're going to be touching base is Kate. And this movie is going to be released on Netflix and selected theaters in September 10th. And it'll be starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Woody Harrelson and the iconic guitarist and Gucci model Miyavi, which I did not know he is a model for Gucci.
See?
Anywho, the songs will be including two songs and a snippet of a live performance by Bandmade, a J-rock band. And the plot is going to be about an assassin who learns that she only has 24 hours to live after being poisoned. So what else is she going to do? She's going to go through a freaking manhunt through the streets of Tokyo and befriend the daughter of her past target. This movie is going to be directed by Cedric Nicholas, Troy Van, and written by Umair Aleem.
Next, we have Prisoners of the Ghostland, starring none other than Nicolas Cage, and is directed by Sion Sono. This will be in theaters, on demand, and available digital HD on September 17th. Set in a frontier samurai town, the story follows a bank robber who is sprung from jail by a wealthy warlord, the governor. Imagine Walking Dead mixed with Colonel Sanders on a really bad day.
Huh?
So essentially, the adopted granddaughter of the governor has run away. Strapped into a questionable leather suit that will self-destruct within 5 days if he doesn't find the missing girl, the bandit sets off on a journey to find the young woman and, of course, his own path to redemption.
Nicolas Cage? What?
I'm so confused.
Okay.
Well, we have a quiz for you.
Oh. Okay.
Or did you have some more top?
No. I'm very curious of Nicolas Cage because I always associate him to the National Treasure.
Yes. Those are iconic.
Very iconic. Okay. Anywho. You guys ready for a quiz? A little game?
Yeah!
Yes. All right, I love this.
Hit us with it, Tassie.
Okay, so the quiz is Nicolas Cage or anime?
Okay.
So the game rules is, can you guess if the quote was said by Cage or is it from a world of anime? Bonus points if you can identify the anime or character.
So question number one. I'm the guy who gets it done. Broken bones are not. Cage or anime?
Oh my god. I feel like I can kind of like imagine him saying that in my head. So I think it's Cage.
Beep beep.
No!
It's Tanjiro from Demon Slayer.
No wonder I don't watch Demon Slayer.
Well, that's why you should. Okay, question number two. I have a big problem with people who start a conversation off by praising someone.
Oh, it doesn't sound like a Cage line. So I'm going to say anime character, but I don't know who it is.
Ding! You're correct. It is from anime, and it's by Kanamori from Keep Your Hands Off Ezoken.
Okay. I didn't watch it too, but I heard it's good. But anyways, can you kind of see like my approach to things of how I'm playing this?
Are you imagining Cage from National Treasure doing this?
maybe not.
Okay. All right, next one. Question number 3.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a demon. I'm a lizard, a shark, a heat-seeking panther.
It's definitely Cage, this one. I can hear it in my,
dang,
in my head.
Correct. It is Cage. Where is this from?
I don't know, but I can imagine him.
Yeah, I could imagine him. Sorry for my horrible imitation.
It's okay.
You guys will have to deal with that. All right, question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
An apple a day keeps anyone away if you throw it hard enough.
That sounds very ridiculous. Okay, now my thinking process now is, because he said, are you thinking of just Nicolas Cage in National Treasure? Now it's just throwing me off. But this line is so ridiculous. Is it Cage when he's doing a comedic role? Or is it Cage being serious? Or is it just an anime?
That's a million-dollar question.
I say anime.
You're correct.
Oh!
It is anime. It's from Soul Eater, and it's from the character Mary. I will not pronounce it, but it's that really hot witch character.
Oh, okay. the kitty cat. The kitty cat witch, okay.
No, it's
The eye patch girl.
There we go.
Okay.
She's still hot, okay. All right, last question. Question number 5. It isn't lying. You just tell them that you did right and you leave the rest.
Oh my god. I feel like this is a trick question.
It isn't lying.
Anime?
It's Cage. It's from the movie Snake Eyes. I didn't even know he was on that movie.
I don't think I've ever watched that movie.
But that was actually really fun. Listeners, hopefully you got the answers right. And if you didn't, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay, Tassie. Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next topic.
Okie dokie. Our next topic is drama news. And the first drama news is Seigi no Tenbin, which is produced by NHK, and it will be airing in September 25th, 2021 through October 23rd to 2021. The drama is about Kazuya Takano, a former surgeon who now works as a lawyer and joins the Shidanzaka Law Office alongside with 4 lawyers from very different backgrounds.
And coming in for its 7th season, Dr. X is back again. The 7th season is called Dr. X Gekkai Daimon Michiko from TV Asahi, and it'll start in October 2021. So Tohei University Hospital faces a difficult situation in the swirl of the pandemic crisis and a new power struggle.
Awesome. I feel like I've I feel like Dr. X has been going on for such a long time.
Yeah,
But I've never watched it. Anywho.
But good for her. Good for them.
Good for them. Anywho, we have a Netflix recommendation by Haley, and that is Alice in Borderlands, produced in 2020. And it's about one of those stress-building dramas when everyone seems to be obsessed with. And it is based by the manga series set in dystopian Tokyo, following gamer Ryohei Arisu, who is acted by the handsome Kento Yamazaki. And it is, and in the, and anyways, this character is in an abandoned city in which he and his friends must compete in dangerous games to survive.
I love this. Wait, what? Did you say you hate?
No. Sorry, I was going to say, I heard how good this drama is. No hate. There's no hate into this because I never watched it. But I heard it's really good and it's like very stressful.
I think the manga, you'll like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's complete.
How do you feel about Kento's
acting?
Acting, because like...
I was like, meh. Because when I watch his dramas. But this one, I was like, wow.
Wow.
It's good. And you have Tao Tsuchiya. And you have Keita Madachi. Oh, sorry. Keita Machida.
Mm-hmm.
Both very hot people. Sorry. Just have to put it out there.
Eye candy.
I think it's really interesting on like the twist of Alice in Wonderland. And like the main character's name is Arisu. Mm-hmm. Alice.
How many episodes are there?
Less than 10, around 10. Like, you can binge watch this pretty quickly, and I think there's a second season because it kind of left open ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, gotta support my man, Kento Yamazaki.
My man!
Anywho, I was kind of apprehensive in watching it because I feel like, although I love how handsome Kento is, I feel like a lot of his works he's done that is anime related has been a bit cringe.
Okay. Watch until episode 3. Because that really shook me with his... Episode 3 or episode 2 just kind of shook me with his acting. I was kind of on edge also with this. Because sometimes, adaptations can't be that well done. But this one is, I guess, kind of easier because it's kind of a battle royale. And it's style, so it's not like you have Super Saiyans and dragons and all that stuff going on, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okie dokie.
Yep, and moving on to our next song of this episode is Miyabi with New Gravity.
Yeah. The track is included on Miyavi's 13th studio album released on September 15th, a day after his 40th birthday. It is his first new full-length album since last year's Holy Nights.
The album also includes a variety of covers and collaboration songs.
Miyavi sets off on his North American tour on September 30th. Yep, this song's solid. It's very Miyavi.
It's kind of electronic.
Yeah, but it stays true to himself in a way.
I can't believe he's 40. Wow, he looks so young, actually.
It's those Asian genes, I'm telling you.
Asians don't raisin.
Exactly.
Okay, we're moving on to our fourth topic of the episode, Japan news. And for our stories today, we're going to start off with the Paralympics. Are the Paralympics improving Japan?
COVID prevented many things, and it also slowed the legacy of the Paralympics, which came to a close in September 5th. A question that people have been asking is, has this event made things improve with people with disabilities or long-term illnesses in Japan?
Holding the games during Japan's worst infection spike, of course, came with criticism and coverage of the event, which varied greatly from country to country.
Though crowdless, the organizers of the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics say coronavirus cases among athletes and others involved in the games totaled 863.
The Paralympics offer a glimpse of what a more inclusive society could look like with a total of 162 countries and regions, as well as the refugee Paralympic team participating.
Japan won 51 medals in total, 23 bronze, 15 silver, and 13 gold, placing them 11th on the overall leaderboard.
The games cast a light on gaps in Japan's accommodation and treatment of people with disabilities, including things like barriers, a shortage of human resources, and inadequate welfare, sparking conversations and awareness about how to improve things and help to break stigmas and stereotypes, changing attitudes towards disabilities.
In Japan, famously, you can't sit down in many places to avoid littering, and there is often little support for care.
Any improvements would also help Japan's rapidly growing demographic of older people, which include around 30% of the population.
Our fourth song of this episode is Bad Baby Bomb by SHINee 2021. Check
Formed in November 2019, the band is made of Nikki, Naruo Charosu, Kuro, and Lisa.
They released their first single, Being a Girl, in January 2020.
Shine's lyrics are made by Nikki, and the track music is arranged by Lisa.
The guitarist, Lisa 13, was part of the closing ceremony for the Japanese Paralympics for this year. Personally, it's not tickling my fancy, but I bet there are some listeners who do like the song. But yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
I would say that's the same thing for me too. It feels like dance.
Yeah, basically dance.
Sorry, but I think the music video is like they filmed it themselves, which is really
cool.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, props to them for that.
Okie dokie.
And the fact that they made their own music and lyrics is like, that's hard, so.
That's true.
Good on Bad Baby Bomb. BBB.
Our last topic of this episode is other news, and for this month in Japan, around September 23rd is the autumn equinox or Shubun no Hi, and a time when Japanese families offer flowers, rice cakes called ohagi, and clean tombstones to pay respects to their ancestors.
I actually really like those rice cakes.
Me
too. It's like you have the rice on the inside and the red beans on the outside.
It's so good.
Yeah. So we another Buddhist holiday is from the 20th to 26th, and it's Ohigan, which literally means the other shore.
Autumn harvest festivals and events are also held across Japan. Okie dokie, are you ready for another quiz?
Okay, I'll answer it this time. Okay, okay. Hit me with it.
Okay. As well as Akibime no Kami, Shinto goddess of autumn, why is Kuebiko often worshipped around this time of year?
Is Kuebiko?
She's the Shinto goddess of autumn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Because
I don't even know this either, so it's good luck on that.
For harvest, usually autumn is like synonymous with harvest. Good crops. No idea.
Close, but not really. Okay. So the answer is Kuebiko, whose name is also referred to fatigue generated by senseless violence, is a scarecrow Shinto deity of knowledge and agriculture. So you got that part right.
Yay.
Often worshipped in festivals at harvest time.
Close Ooh. Enough.
Close enough. If you asked this to me, I wouldn't even know either, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hope the listeners learned a fun fact about that, so that's nice.
So, the news that I'm quite familiar is by KathyCat_TV. She is a very popular YouTuber, and she's multilingual, and she's known to be in the Lolita fashion scene. But yeah, I really enjoy her YouTube channel because she goes around and interviews Japanese people on various topics like, oh, what do you like in a boy or what do you like in a girl? It's very interesting to hear like different insights, like opinions from Japanese locals. But anywho, multilingual Kathy Cat has been living in Japan for 7 years, and she is German and studied in the UK. She's very super busy because she, of course, like I said, she has a YouTube channel, and she also works for Japanese TV and is the presenter of NHK's Railway Journal. She also has a Twitch channel.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And this year, her channel has reached up to 10 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. For those who are not familiar with her works. Like I said, she does a lot of videos about interviews with Japanese people, but she also shows like the different sides of Japan, such as like Lolita fashion, shows like life tips such as like where to go to get a haircut and stuff like that. And
useful practical knowledge about Japan.
Yeah, exactly. And and also she's very, very kind-hearted and she's very funny as well. And one of the things she loves to say in her videos is do what you love and love what you do. So yeah.
Oh, she sounds like a very cute content creator.
Very cute. Sometimes she'll go through that like what's it called? The classic Lolita style. And sometimes she'll just like change it to a different Lolita style that like we talked about in our previous episodes.
If you guys haven't checked out that episode, we did an episode on J Top 10 Cultures about fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Kawaii fashion in Japan.
Kawaii fashion. apparently there's another news at Uenizu. And apparently their pandas gave birth to two new panda cubs.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And apparently they asked the public to help choose two new names for these panda cubs. And approximately 190,000 people have submitted ideas. And the name will officially announce in October.
What you have kind any of name? Oh,
go ahead.
I actually do.
You do?
I don't know if it has been done before, but Shiro and Kuro, like white and black, because there's two of them.
Oh, that's
and they're
cute.
Both white and black. I feel like it's been done before. I just don't know. What about you, Cassie?
This is quite random, but I was thinking because we were talking about ohagi, Japanese snacks. I was like, maybe they can be named after like snacks. But that's just me.
Cute. Yeah. No, that's really cute. That's adorable.
I know. I've been to the Uenizu. Have you been to the Uenizu?
No, I don't think I have. Like, even though it's at Ueno Station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have actually.
It's quite nice. I've been there when I was during my exchange there, and I did visit the pandas, but I don't know why. Every time I go to a zoo that includes a panda, I never see the panda's face. I see their butts all the time.
Yeah, because they're like lazing around, just chilling.
Yeah.
So they don't care about the visitors. They're just living life.
I know. Anywho, congrats to the mama and papa panda.
Yeah, congrats to them. Hopefully they'll have cute names too. Speaking of food, Nissin Cup Noodles celebrates its 50th anniversary this month, and they've released a special range of Umabo snacks and cup noodle soda with four different flavors to enjoy. Cup noodle soda, cup noodle seafood soda, cup noodle curry soda, and cup noodle chili tomato soda.
I don't know if I would drink that, but I do know Umabo snacks. Those are like, how would you extract it? They're like really cheap snacks that you can get in Japan. They're like really long, and I would like to describe it as a long corn puff.
With a hole. Do they have holes in it?
Yeah, there's a hole in the... And then, yeah, there's a hole, but it's quite long.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different flavors, I think, with that in my bow range.
Would you drink any of those sodas?
What? First of all, what? I think I would just to try it, but I don't think it would taste good. How do you...
I can't deal with, like, Japan when they do, like, collabs like this because, like, I will not try it. I won't try it, and if I do, I probably will spit it out, knowing myself.
I don't know, what if it's, like, surprisingly good? Like, it's a really good...
I don't think it was!
I actually will... If it comes, like, and we can get it here in Canada, I might give it a try.
Mm.
But we'll see. I'll let you know if I do end up tasting it.
Okay. Okay, this is going to be the last news I will present. And that news is quite important to a lot of Americans. And I think it's quite important in Canada as well. But right now it's autumn season where we're at. And what does that mean? It means pumpkin spice stuff is coming back.
Yeah, PSL.
Anywho, but yeah, after 15 years this month, we will see the PSL or the pumpkin spice lattes return to Japan's Starbucks, and they will be offering them made with oat milk. Mm-hmm. And the Japanese description is like this. The motif of a pumpkin pie, baked by American families when fall arrives. Sweet, creamy, nutmeg, and other spice flavors accent the pumpkin flavor.
That was beautiful. Oh my goodness. Wait, okay.
Mm.
15 years, they didn't have pumpkin spice latte.
I honestly feel like they're not missing much. I'm not much of a pumpkin spice girl, but I can see why it's very important to many people in the Western country.
Yeah, it is. But I'm pretty sure they had more interesting and unique flavors than pumpkin spice. I guess it's just because it's like a tradition for fall and autumn. When you think of autumn, you think of Starbucks pumpkin spice, because there's so many different like types of food that come out with pumpkin spice.
That's true. I think it's like a very unique thing for the Americans,
the Western,
especially for America and Canada. I'm not really sure for the British people.
Guys, though.
Yeah,
British people. I don't think so. They don't have Thanksgiving. Mm. Oh, wait, sorry. It doesn't matter. It's fall. They probably do have it then. Let me go Google this.
Anywho, I'm kind of surprised that they don't have pumpkin spice latte in Japan, because there's a lot of like flavors of pumpkin, like kabocha. But
I think they don't like spices all that often.
That's true. No, because there's a lot of like apple like pie related treats in Japan.
Huh. Hmm. This is a mystery that I don't know the answer to.
Me neither. I'm not American enough to... But anywho, I hope for those who are living in Japan, enjoy the American/Canadian favorites of Starbucks capitalism.
Honestly, you aren't wrong. You aren't wrong.
Okie dokie, well, let's wind down from that and listen to our last song.
Our last song is Masuta, Just Be Yourself from 2017.
The world standard, also known as Wasura, was formed with the mission of introducing kawaii Japanese idol culture to the world.
The five kitty ear wearing members of Wasura are Hazuki, which color is pastel yellow, Nanase, which color is pastel green, and she is the leader, Miri, her color is pastel purple, Hirika, her color is pastel blue, and Ruka, whose color is pastel pink.
Wasura have performed theme songs for anime series Kirato Pri-chan and the official dance song for the Powerpuff Girls animated series in Japan.
Just Be Yourself is the third single from the group.
Yeah, they're super cute.
So cute.
Yeah, I like their vibe. They just go after. But recently, the group has like changed.
Oh,
a little bit. Like there's like some singles where they're not dressed up in their like infamous kawaii cat outfits.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're really cute. But yeah, one of the members, Hazuki, or the pastel yellow member, I believe she just graduated.
Oh, mm-hmm. So now they're down to four kitty cats.
Yeah, and I think that's like big for them because they don't have a rotation culture in their group, meaning like they don't have like
someone new coming in.
Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be them. But I think it'll be good. They can do it.
It's very, very cute. J-pop. You can't go wrong with like cats and cute music. So wishing the best for them. I think mm-hmm. they'll be fine.
Yeah, hopefully. They will be fine. The fan base of them are very, very strong. This is going to be the end of our episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our first Japan news. Please tell us what you think and how we can improve our episodes, since this is still kind of like a test run. Anyways, before I end this, I have some information for our next episode. Would you like to introduce?
Of course, yeah. So in our next episode, we have Andy and Haru. They're going to be teaming up for the October's Artist of the Month, and that would feature the popular artist Kenshi Yonezu. They'll see you in a few days from now.
Yeah. Again, we would like to know your opinions of this episode. I had fun talking to you.
I had so much fun.
Yeah. But yeah, we would love to hear your feedback. So for you to do that, please visit our website, jtop10.jp, and contact us through our social medias or email us to give us your feedback.
All right. That's it from us. Signing off, this was Lydia.
And Tassie.
Bye bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-hour energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.